Get in the shelter, get in the shelter. One or two incoming shells hit a neighboring house. Help carry him out, a woman says. Who needs help and where? This soldier asks. I have lost a hand and a foot, this man says. His mother is desperate. My God, my son, I can't find anything. No documents, nothing. Quiet, quiet, everything will be fine, another woman says. The wounded man is in shock, but soldiers provide first aid. He has lost one hand and has a badly injured leg. Soldiers help him to reach a hospital. He explains how he ran to see the neighbor in his garage after an explosion. But then there was another blast, and he got injured. It's daily life in battle-scarred Bakhmut, a city once famed for its sparkling wines. Now Russian soldiers are trying to take this eastern city ahead of the first anniversary of the Russian invasion and the expected arrival of more Western weapons. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called Bakhmut our fortress. Russian forces have spent the past 6 months trying to capture Bakhmut, but now Moscow seeks an intensified onslaught, leading to even more suffering of civilians and soldiers. Bakhmut's strategic value to Russia is disputed, but analysts say that Moscow sees its capture as a way of cutting Ukrainian supply lines in the east. It is also a gateway towards the nearby larger cities of Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. Russia's defense ministry said its forces also carried out a massive strike on critically essential energy facilities of Ukraine's military industrial complex. Yet winning the war seems more challenging than Moscow expected. Even Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of Russia's feared Wagner mercenary group, has now said it could take 2 years for Russia to fully control the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. Capturing and keeping those two regions was once stated by Moscow as a critical goal of this devastating war, which has already killed many thousands of people and displaced millions. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.